Hey, it's Chris Jones, co-host of the Jones Zone podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. When it concludes, do us a favor and leave a review. Leaving a review is the fastest way to grow our audience, and we want to make sure we share this podcast with the most people possible. Also, for anyone that doesn't know, Brian and I own the Jones Zone Real Estate Team. So if you're looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, York County area, hit us up. Call or text 803-810-2230. Lastly, not only do we use this podcast as a way to help promote local business owners and entrepreneurs, but Brian and I also own Jones Zone Marketing. If you're a small or medium-sized business looking for a way to generate more leads or looking to spruce up your marketing with videos, landing pages, sales funnels, membership sites, or more, hit us up at joneszonemarketing.club, C-L-U-B. All right, enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Jones, flying solo on this one. We're going to do something a little different. We're going to change it up here. For a little bit, just for a few episodes. Brian and I were talking recently, and we decided to take a quick break from interviewing all the awesome community leaders here in the area and to do kind of a quick crash course in real estate. So the next five or six episodes, they'll be really brief. They'll be quick podcasts, and they'll be covering parts of the real estate transaction. You know, we thought that a little audio series would be a great resource for anyone looking to buy or sell a home in the future. So if someone's driving in their car, or if someone doesn't have time to read our ebook or our paperback book, they can just listen to these podcasts and they won't take very long. And it'll still give them great insight into the process and stuff. So without further ado, let's get into part one, man. So part one really is all about making the decision to move and then getting pre-qualified. And so when I talk about making the decision to move, I mean, moving is, it's a pretty big deal. Whether you're selling your house, whether you're buying your first house, I mean, whatever the case may be, this is a decision that really needs to be made with a lot of thought put into it, with a lot of consideration and a lot of planning. So, I mean, is it the right time for you to make a move? Is it the right time for your family? Are you guys growing? You know, have you gotten a relocation from your job, or have you gotten a promotion from your job maybe? Or maybe your lease is expiring if you're renting an apartment or you're renting a house or whatever. Or maybe you have equity in your home, right? People are cashing in all over the place around here because the prices are getting higher and the rates are going up in terms of buyers. So they know that there's tons of buyers out there looking to buy, and they know they have a bunch of equity in their homes. So home sellers are cashing in and then buying their next home before rates get even higher. So lots of planning and processes and timing goes into it. So take things like that into consideration. You know, it's, and then make the decision, you know, are you going to do it or not? Be firm about it, because you don't want to start the process, get all into it, start all the loan stuff, start looking at houses, start preparing your house, and then back out. So take the time, make the decision, make sure the time is right, and then pull the trigger. So that's kind of step one, is just making the decision to move, okay? Also with that comes getting pre-qualified. So what I mean by that is really reaching out to a lender of your choice, whether it's one of the banks or if it's a private lender or whoever, and getting pre-qualified, submitting your tax info, your income, your debt, your credit, and all that sort of stuff, and finding out what your purchasing power is. You know, what can you buy? What do you pre-qualify for? What's your purchase price? What's your monthly payment? What program is best for you? You know, should you go conventional, 5% down, conventional 10% down, conventional 20% down? Should you go FHA? Should you go VA if you're a veteran? Can you go USDA if you meet the income requirements and the credit and the, you know, if you want to live in a rural area, which actually you'd be surprised with USDA because it actually, you can find parts in the city that are USDA, especially in Fort Mill. But anyways, get pre-qualified. So find your lender, get pre-qualified. And what that does is not only does it give you a peace of mind, but it actually helps you in the transaction because sellers, they want to know that the buyers buying their house are pre-qualified. You know, they want to know that when someone makes an offer on their house, it's legit and that that person can afford the house. It lets you know where you stand. It lets you know your price point. It's just, it's a must do and it's going to save you so much time. And it only takes, a lot of them only take 10 or 15 minutes to get pre-qualified. And then you can go a next step and get pre-approved, which puts you in even a better position. But if you have all your ducks in a row and you've got the paperwork to prove what you say, you know, you can get pre-qualified in 10 or 15 minutes. So it's really not that hard. And then it gives you the peace of mind. It lets your realtor know what to look for. And you can kind of get out there and start home shopping. So those are really the first two kind of steps is one, just making sure the time is right with you and your family. And then B, getting pre-qualified with a lender. And I'm talking about buyers and sellers. You know, if you're a seller, you need to get pre-qualified too because that information's power, right? So if you find out that, whoa, if I sell my house, I can afford to buy this or I can afford to buy that or I can't afford to buy this, you know, that might change your decision. You know, if you think that you want to buy a brand new home but you find out that maybe you can't, then maybe the time's not right, okay? So decide to move, get pre-qualified, reach out to a lender, and get that process going. And then we'll talk about the next steps on the next episode, guys. Those are the first ones. See you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone Podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.